The Boulder County Comprehensive Plan, adopted 40 years ago, is updated every 5 years. It's a guide for how land use decisions are made. Until now, all four entities, City Council and its Planning Board, and the County and its Planning Board, have had a say in proposed development. But earlier this month, 5 of the 9 Boulder City Council members said they want to change. They don't think the county should have as much say in Boulder's future expansion and would like to restrict the four-body review process to specific areas.
Four-body review ain't broke. It don't need fixing. This is not a city versus county issue. It's a good government issue.
That's Mike Karopoulos. He says the four-body review process and citizen engagement used by Boulder County for development has contributed to a community that is the envy of the Front Range, the state, and the nation.
We'll always have challenges. We'll solve them through our commitment to comprehensive planning, environmental preservation, and citizen engagement, as we have since 1977 and before.
Former state legislator Dickie Lee Hullinghorst spoke on behalf of Plan Boulder County.
It would seem to me that you need to have a huge problem emerge that would make you change that. And I am not aware of any major problem that we have had with four-party review. Sometimes it's a little inconvenient, but planning can be a little inconvenient, and we do it for a very important reason.
There was another big reason many were attending yesterday's meeting. They were there to tell the commissioners what they'd like to see done about CU Boulder South, where CU has proposed building 1,000 housing units, 8 academic buildings, and recreational fields on land it owns at Boulder's south entrance on U.S. 36. For that to happen, CU needs a land use designation change and city annexation. If it happens, CU says it will allow a major flood mitigation project to begin, designed to prevent a repeat of what happened to many neighbors like David McGuire during the 2013 flood.
In 2013, my family and many of my neighbors came close to losing our lives. One of our basement egress windows in a bedroom where we normally sleep blew in from the pressure of the water, shooting 12 feet across the room and blowing a hole in the wall opposite. If we had been sleeping downstairs at the time, we would not have been able to get out of the house. It's that simple. We have been at this for decades, and every day we delay flood mitigation places our lives in danger.
My name is Al LeBlanc, and I live in Boulder at 350 Ponca Place, Fraser Meadows Retirement Community. The Boulder flood of 2013 has really brought fear into my life, and I'm here to plead with you to implement the Boulder City Council Flood Mitigation Option D immediately. In my retirement community, almost 100 citizens in assisted living and skilled nursing had to be carried from their flooded apartments and displaced to other facilities as long as 3 months.
But many argue a decision about the CU property is premature and should be dealt with separately and not as part of the comp plan update.
Hello, my name is Kristen Bjornson, and I live on Brandon Creek Drive. I'd like to first ask that you keep the open space designation at CU South. In 1996, CU purchased 220 acres of unincorporated land designated open space. The four governing bodies long ago diligently and deliberately designated that land open space because that has always been the intent for this wildlife-rich land. The reasons for open space are just as important today. To allow for safer, more effective flood mitigation that accounts for 500-year floods.
A 500-year flood may never come to Boulder County, but David Martis urged the commissioner to slow down and not pave over paradise.
The peril that we face today is a densification of existing developed areas and encroachment of areas that should be open space, like CU South, which was cited as early as 1977 to be open space. We face ongoing pressure as the Front Range continues to grow, and it will never end. And it's apparent the citizens of Boulder County are strongly opposed to increased densification without consideration about a diminution of the quality of life. It's time to take a stand and recognize that we've reached or maybe exceeded our capacity. That's the fact. In regard to CU South, almost all the public comments encourage you either to not change land use or to slow down the process.
Boulder County's Planning Commission will resume debate on the issues July 19th, followed by consideration and a vote by the commissioners on July 26th. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.